So let's move to L1, the superintendent search process. Go ahead, Dr. Getty.
President Segura, I will exit the conversation at this point, just to ensure that this is a separate process, so I will recuse myself.
Appreciate it. So we have, from the San Diego County Office of Ed, we have Yolanda Rogers and Carol Tomayo. Is Chris on the call, too?
No, he's not on the call this evening.
Okay. So with that, we'll just hand it off to you to give your presentation. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you. Well, good evening, President Segura and members of the Board of Trustees and members of the community. It is my pleasure to return this evening to provide an update of where we are in the search for superintendent. I am joined this evening by my colleague, Director of Human Resources, Carol Tomayo. She will also be co-presenting with me this evening. As you are well aware, the single most important decision that a school board makes is choosing the right individual to serve as superintendent. Such a decision benefits from staff and community input around critical leadership attributes desired in a new leader, community and staff values and expectations that inform the recruitment process, and identification of salient themes necessary, and necessary leadership skills. Throughout our support, for the board as they make this important decision, we remain committed to facilitating a clear and transparent process by providing guidance to the board during all phases. We are committed to bringing forward highly qualified candidates, ensuring that the search is confidential, engaging in ongoing communication, and additionally, we're committed to gathering input from identified stakeholder groups and community members to inform the process. Lastly, we will screen applicants based on board-approved criteria and ultimately provide a written report of all applicants along with our recommendation for those who best meet the board-approved criteria. And ultimately, the selection of the next superintendent is a decision made by the school board. The approach we've taken through this process, to develop a process that welcomed and encouraged input via Zoom and Microsoft Teams meetings. We engaged in interactive stakeholder forums, one-to-one meetings with board members, and additionally, we provided access to an online survey in three languages, English, Spanish, and Tagalog, and that was posted for over 13-day period, pardon me. This evening, we will review the timeline and accomplishments, the data collected, and allow for questions and answers while also sharing the next steps. Our presentation will provide a summary of themes that emerged from the stakeholder input sessions and online survey, as well as our next steps. I now invite Carol Tomayo to review the timeline and the data collection process.
Thank you so much, Yolanda. I am happy to present here today. We're going to be taking a look now at our proposed timeline. So good news, today we actually started the recruitment process. The position for superintendent has been posted on EdJoin, and we are getting ready to also post in various other trade publications and really getting excited about getting you the best new superintendent. So March 8th is today. We're beginning our recruitment and doing our governing board presentation. We will be posting this position for approximately 3.5 weeks, almost 4 weeks. And on April 2nd, the recruitment closes. And during that time, we'll be pulling applications, making copies for the board, and generating a list of different things that we're going to based on the board's criteria that we're going to provide to the board so that they can be able to look at the applications and start to get them ready and decide who they want to do interviews with. So around April 12th, there'll be the initial interviews and closed session where the board will select finalists and SDCOE will begin to conduct the reference checks. Then the week of April 17th, 18th, the board will hold their final selection interview and closed session. And on the 19th, they'll announce their final selection and open session during a special board meeting. The following week, there'll be a validation visit, most likely will be online, to visit where the person is coming from, get a feel for what they are and who they are as a leader, and begin to negotiate the contract. And then on May 10th, the board will be approving the contract. So we are moving right along. One of the things that really was interesting and really uplifting to me were the stakeholder group forums. I attended each of the stakeholder group forums, Yolanda and myself, or Chris and myself, and I just have to say that the staff, the students, especially the students, touched my heart, but the staff, the students, all of the stakeholders were so passionate about, you know, getting the right person into this position, and sharing so openly with us what their different feelings were, what their concerns were, and what their desires were for characteristics of the next superintendent. And it was really uplifting to get to talk to people and hear firsthand. So thank you so much for giving us this opportunity. I know that Yolanda agrees with me that it was incredibly powerful to hear people's voices, see people in person, well, Zoom person, and just get a feel for what they really wanted from their next superintendent. So as you can see, we started with classified administrators, counselors, CBOC and the audit team, certificated, the African-American community groups and Filipino community groups. We also had the student representative group, which again, I will just say, just touched me as a former teacher. To see kids in any aspect is amazing. So they were incredibly eloquent and just really a joy. DPAC, we had a community forum in the evening with in Spanish, presented in Spanish, and we took comments in Spanish. It was incredibly passionate, and people were very eloquent about what they wanted to say, and walked away with a really good feeling of what people were feeling and thinking about. Our LGBTQIA group was amazing. That is an incredible resource in your community, and just amazing parents with incredible stories to tell. DLAC, we had our community forum in English and our Latinx community group. So really, really exciting. So here's what we asked. We asked, what are the strengths of Sweetwater? What do you like about Sweetwater? What, you know, and some of the themes and the trends that came out of that were just, you know, we grew up here. This is our community. We love this place. We also asked, what are the immediate and the long-term challenges that the next superintendent will face? And got some really good data on that as well. What desired professional experiences and personal characteristics would you like to see the new superintendent bring to this position? And then what do they need to know about Sweetwater and the larger community? And then the very last question, which I know Yolanda will go into more detail about, was, is there any other information that you would like to share with the Board of Trustees? That was also a very powerful question. Got a lot of really good data on that. So how did we collect it? We began with the trustees and then moved into the 14 stakeholder group forums. And we also had an online survey in English, Spanish, and Filipino. We collected between the two over 1,400 responses, and we compiled the data based on the feedback that we received. One of the things that we had, some quantitative data, just numbers of, you know, what do you think is the most important? What do you think is not as important? But we also had a lot of qualitative data, which was really the meat of taking the survey and giving us all of these major themes that we identified based on the number of times that it occurred in people's answers. And then just a few quick data points, 1,300 community responses. Most of the survey responses were in English, but we did have 147 in Spanish and 4 in Filipino. We had 100 plus stakeholder forum participants, and approximately a little over 60% of the respondents have students who actually attend Sweetwater Unified High School District Schools. So I will pass this back to Yolanda.
You're muted, Dr. Rogers.
The theme of the evening. I wanted to share and reiterate what Carol mentioned. The community and Sweetwater, they are very interested in, we're very interested in participating and eager to share as evidenced by the number of participants and the input sessions and survey, the level of commitment by the stakeholder groups and parents was very evident. As she mentioned, over 1,400 respondents, including our students, who took the time to give input. And this is indicative of the passion, the desire, and commitment to make the best decision for students. The parents, community, they all truly care about the district. They're committed to the district and supporting. The next two slides, including this one, I will highlight the five to six major themes that emerged. You will note that we distinguish from the stakeholder forums as well as the online surveys. And some of the data you're going to notice that overlaps. But I will also share throughout a few direct quotes that are related to some of the themes that are on the slides. And so on this particular question on the survey, we asked, what do you consider to be the top strengths of Sweetwater Union High School District? And participants were able to select five. So the stakeholder forums revealed major themes around parent and community engagement that fosters student learning, another strength being the diversity of the community support of education, and student readiness for college and career, as well as site administrators who understand student and family needs. The online survey revealed that extracurricular activities and programs were a strength, the availability of technology, the diverse community was identified as a strength, as well as a learning environment for students and student safety. And I will tell you that folks were, again, very happy to respond. And one particular quote was, it's amazing how well you have transitioned the kids to online school. Great job in a difficult situation. Next slide. The next question here is, what are the improvement areas for Sweetwater? That's a question that was asked in the forums, but also on the survey, we asked a question. But I like to emphasize that there's a great desire from the community, that the Board of Trustees is committed to conducting a complete comprehensive search that's open, honest, and includes a transparent process that's fair and equitable, that results in the best match with the community. Members expressed concerns that they just really want to make sure that their input is truly going to be considered as you all move forward with the process as a board. So back to the questions that we asked, what do you consider to be the top areas of improvement for Sweetwater Union High School District? And we were asked to select five on the survey. But the stakeholder forums revealed trust and transparency as an area of improvement, the district understanding and support of equity, diversity, and social justice, stewardship of financial resources, district preparedness, engagement and interactions, student safety and bullying were also that rose to the top five. The online surveys revealed, similarly, stewardship of financial resources, board members who represent the needs of the community, safe and well-maintained facilities, and student readiness for college and career. That was listed as a strength and also an area of improvement. Some of the quote that we pulled out, I think it's critical, verbatim, that the board have a thorough and transparent process that engenders trust and sets up the next superintendent that is selected for success. Someone that's reflective of the diversity of the community and knows the community well, has a track record and commitment to race equity and social justice. Next slide. The next question focused, what's the focus for the superintendent? The specific question in the survey we asked, which of the following priorities should be the focus of the next superintendent? And we have a list of priorities, and they were asked to select five. In the forums, same question was asked, but in just an open-ended question. And the forums revealed top themes as equity and inclusion, being some concerns there. The importance of student social well-being being a focus, staff and community relations, the financial issues of the district, and reopening of schools in a safe manner. Online surveys, district financial issues also rose to the top, similarly to the stakeholder forums. Student social emotional well-being, reopening of schools, maximizing